Hey, welcome to the DeviantArt Podcast. My name is Matt Buchholz. I'm going to be your host today. And today, again, we are joined by Delina.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
It's super fun to have you here. We're going to talk more about some product stuff.
Cool. I'm ready for it.
It's on this lovely autumn day.
Yes.
Super autumnal.
Yeah, it's finally cooled down to like a nice 75 degrees in LA.
Shivers. So cool.
Yeah.
It's time for layers. Did you get a pumpkin spice latte?
I've gotten multiple, actually. And the thing is that I don't even like them, but I'm a sucker for marketing. I walk by and I see it and I'm like, I gotta have one.
Tis the season.
Yeah.
So, Delina, a little bit more about you today. Let's learn a deeper dive into Delina.
Of course.
You have cats.
I do. I have two cats.
What are your cats' names?
My boy cat is named Meatloaf and my girl cat is named Mochi. As you can tell, I really enjoy naming my pets after foods I like.
See, I would have thought it was going to be the singer Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
But no.
Yeah, and he'd also do anything for love, but he won't do that. That is true.
So today we're going to be talking about a product that we internally call RFY.
We do call it RFY.
What are some things that RFY might stand for?
Rocks for... Yonder.
Oh, okay.
I know the real one, so it's very stuck in my head. I'm trying to think of
real frickin' yodels.
Yeah, or that's good. Did you have that one planned?
No. Okay. you if you're watching on YouTube, you can see my brow furrow a bit, and I'm like really wondering if what I'm gonna come up with. Rats from Yonkers.
That could honestly work because like. There are rats.
I know that's right? Really close to what the product is.
Yeah,
So tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
RFY is for Recommended For You, which just launched on the browse front page of DeviantArt, which we're very, very excited and happy for.
And that's huge because the front page of DeviantArt has been kind of a mecca of sorts for the internet. Like the front page of DeviantArt is a place where artists have tried for years to get on.
Yeah.
And it's very special to get on that front page. So making a change there was obviously something huge. So tell us a little bit more about what Recommended For You is.
Yeah. So, you know, as you mentioned, you know, the front page, it's what you immediately see when you type in deviantart.com into your browser. So this is essentially the new browse mode that uncovers art as well as artists that are more relevant to each individual deviant's interests. So it gives deviants exposure that may not have received it before. That was something really important for us. But it's also based on each person's interests and how they interact with the site. So it's really personalizing your page.
Now, So what are some reasons why Recommended For You is created?
So DeviantArt, you know, I think what makes DeviantArt so special on the internet and, you know, as an art sharing site is that it's home to, you know, literally everything that it just represents so much, you know, whether you're into paper crafting or into poetry, you really can find, you know, whatever you're into on DeviantArt. So because there's so much, not everything is going to be, you know, everyone's jam. So we wanted to ensure that each deviant, their front page and their browsing experience was as unique and distinct as their own personal tastes and preference. So with that, you know, we wanted to create a front page that was more catered towards them. And also it drives more engagement towards undiscovered art and artists.
Yeah, I really like that focus on the undiscovered artist because it is so hard now with like anywhere where you post your art, just being found. The internet is massive.
Right.
So being able to find a way to really show off those artists who are working so hard at their craft and giving them a little bit of exposure is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's been really nice. I mean, I've been using it and I feel like I've been watching so many more artists that I might not have found before. So it's been, obviously I'm a little biased, but I've had such a great experience, like just faving way more art and just watching way more artists.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like as soon as that switch was flipped, like my entire front page was like, Hey man, you like Overwatch? we know you like this is like all this video game art. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Which was so cool. So it can be found on both browse, which is like the front page and the search, and also the watch tab. So why would it be on both? Like
Great question. So there are two things called recommend for you. That is true. So recommended for you, as I stated, is the, now the default browse mode as soon as you log on to DeviantArt.com.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, the default browse mode used to be popular 24 hours, which showed the most popular deviations from the last 24 hours. But now recommended for you shows up for you, and it'll start populating deviations again based on your personal tastes. Recommended for you on the watch page, you're gonna see that when you're on your watch page, it's gonna say recommended for you, and it's gonna actually just suggest deviants for you to watch based on who you currently watch and what you've currently faved. So it's just artists that you know might not be on your current watch list that we're suggesting to you. So yeah.
Nice. So what sort of interaction and what sort of like features can users expect from recommended for you?
Yeah, so you can really expect, again, a front page that's just way more tailored towards you based on content that you have recently engaged with. So if you're someone who loves nature photography, for example, mm-hmm. That's what you like to search for. That's what's, you know, makes up a majority of your faves and your collections. You're gonna get that. Or, you know, if you're into Pokemon fan art or, traditional art or maybe some like really awesome fractal art, you know, whatever your jam is, that's what you're going to be seeing or that's what, we're trying to fill your front page with. It's really bringing to light deviations based on your individual preference and making an experience that's really unique to you. But again, I really want to bring back that point of helping you discover artists who might not have gotten that exposure. So you're more likely to see art that you want to fave, and also you're more likely to see artists that you want to watch.
Now, this all sounds kind of like mystical, magical,
yeah.
Techno stuff. So tell me a little bit about how it actually works.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure plenty of people are curious as to like, I hopped on recommended for you and it showed me only pictures of dinosaurs, and
mm-hmm.
I'm typically a prehistoric mammal fan. Like, how does it actually work so that people can kind of get a hint as where we're going with this?
Yeah, so it is based on your site activity. So that's including, again, your current watch list, what you've faved, what you've commented on. This is a work in progress. You know, it's just something that we've recently launched. So, you know, we are still improving upon this. I think I touched upon that in the last episode with Green Theme. You know, nothing's ever done for us, even though we've launched something. We are always taking feedback, always finding ways to improve. So this criteria can't change. We do want to refine it to make sure that this is something that stays fresh. You know, it's something that is still enjoyable for you to use. And I want to go back to the whole point of like really shining that light on, lesser known artists. We've really seen such a great increase in engagement for those artists. We saw an uptick in the amount of engagement they were getting, receiving comments, receiving more faves, getting new watchers, also receiving, getting personal notes. So that was really encouraging. And, you know, that's what we really set out for, was, you know, not making this just a better browsing experience, but, you know, widening the reach for the deviants and for the community. So, you know, when we got those numbers in, we were like, okay, this is awesome. This is working. People are discovering more art. They're discovering more artists. They're expanding their community. So, that's very exciting.
So if I like really love the most popular stuff though, like if I'm a fan of like how DeviantArt used to operate on the front page and like some of my favorite things, I see like, oh yeah, I love that artist. Here's their newest piece. Like, is that gone now, or how would people still access that if they want to?
Great question. No, it's definitely not gone. So popular 24 hours, that still exists, as well as all of our other sort modes. So, you know, most recent still exists, popular all time, popular this week, all those still exist. So you can still change that sort mode if that's, you know, what you want to, how you want to browse and how you want to, scroll on the front page. So that is available to you. Just now, we have made recommended for you the default. So if you do log on to DeviantArt, that is going to be your default browse mode is recommended for you, but you definitely have the power and the choice to change it to a different sort mode.
And how does someone change that sort mode?
You just go onto the front page, so on deviantart.com or on browse, and you just click on that little down caret, and you can change it to like pop or 24 hours, undiscovered, most recent, whatever your jam is.
Awesome. That sounds super easy. So another product that we had rolled out recently that really changed browse was the ability to mute tags.
Yeah.
And so does that still work with recommended for you, or how does that apply?
Yeah, definitely. Muted tags still work. It's definitely a feature that you can utilize on Eclipse, and recommend for you will still take your muted tags into account.
Just again, one of the things that is really happening with DeviantArt right now is this is constantly a work in progress. Mm-hmm. So this is in no way finalized. What sort of things are we looking for, like, as we move through to the future on this?
Yeah, so, you know, as I stated, we've gotten some really great numbers. We've gotten really great feedback, positive feedback regarding Recommended for You. You know, I know that all of us internally were really excited when it launched. But again, you know, everything on the site can be improved, and it's constantly being improved. We know we're constantly bringing it back to the drawing board and talking about how we can make it better, you know, how can we make it stronger, more seamless experience. Specifically for Recommend for You, something that we are looking into is indicating what kind of art you want to see or don't want to see in order to just, again, even personalize that experience even more. So, like, you know, I'm throwing out a random example. You know, if you love looking at fruits and you're like, you know, love me some apples, thumbs down on the oranges. Awesome. I'm going to get more apples and pears and whatever similar fruit to pears and apples, but no citrus.
Zero citrus.
Yeah. So again, just a really, you know, fine tuning that personalization.
I will have you know that because of that comment, we lost two listeners in Florida.
Oh yeah. I'm so sorry.
So, and one of the things
I warned that.
it was a loss for all of us. With that sort of change, it's one of those things where the internal testing, while we do have, you know, like 100-ish people looking at it, it does take until we really have that public release to get some of that information and some of that feedback.
Yeah, for sure.
And so when it's a specific feature like this, this isn't necessarily something where you would initially think this is DeviantArt Eclipse, right? Like it's a new feature. But can people still leave their feedback on the Eclipse feedback form for Recommended for You?
Absolutely, yes. I know that I said it probably a million one times the last episode of leave your feedback, please leave your feedback, give us some more feedback. I read your feedback, and yeah, I'm just going to say it again. Please leave your feedback. I love your feedback. I read your feedback. If you have any thing to say regarding Recommend for You, you love it, you hate it, it can be improved, can it do this, can it do that, please go to eclipsefeedback.com and leave it. Or if you're on Eclipse, you can hover over your avatar, click on give your feedback, and let us know. Yeah. in case I didn't say the word feedback enough.
Yeah, we'll get you like a shirt
or
maybe like custom headphones. If you work for a headphone company and you want to make some old placards.
I should just start writing on my forehead, to be honest.
Yeah, you've got feedback. I've got like NDA.
Yeah.
Like we've all got catchphrases. So one of the things, now that's been out for a little bit, I'd love to know what the community thinks on this. Like you read every comment that comes in. So what are some things that we've heard from the community about Recommended for You?
I'm so excited to get to that. We've got some really, really awesome comments regarding Recommended for You, which, you know, it's one of those things where you hold on to it and you're just like, I hope everyone loves this as much as I do. And it was. I mean, you know, of course, there's definitely things that could be improved, and we are working on that. But overall, you know, it's been a really warm response, which makes us so happy because, you know, we only want to create these unique experiences for deviants. But I just want to read some of my favorite comments.
Okay.
Again, if I butcher anyone's username, I'm so sorry in advance.
If you want to tell Delina how to pronounce your username,
feel free to let me
know. DeviantArt.com/HumbleHills.
Yes.
please send a voice snippet.
using the International Phonetic Alphabet.
Yes.
Strictly. Mm-hmm. So this is from TemTemBot. They said, holy S, non-advertiser friendly word. This is epic. And I thought that was so funny. So all caps as well. So thank you so much for your feedback. The next one, I'm all about seeing unseen artists to follow. I have so many now, but I'm always open to find other artists that inspire me. And that was from Scarlet Witch X3. Again, like, I know I sound like a broken record, but, you know, that was our big thing, was it was making sure that these deviants, since it stretches across such a wide community, that we were giving them the opportunity to shine and really have their work appreciated and discovered and appreciated. So it's so nice to not only have other deviants be like, oh, I'm finding awesome art, but also I'm finding awesome artists. And that's just very gratifying to read. And then I love this one. Yes, I suggested this. Glad to see this feature. And that is from Yuajin. Yes, so I love that. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You know, a lot of people have asked for something like this. You know, Obviously a lot of the things that we've built out in Eclipse have come from the community, from deviants, from, you know, a year to 5 years to 10 years ago, who have wanted to see these things develop. So, you know, we hear you when you keep bringing these things up. You know, they're discussed and they're definitely looked into, and we always want to see how we can fit you know, all these different elements into making this a community that really just embraces and, you know, lifts up our community.
Yeah, and you brought up a really good point there, where the suggestions, they're not always implemented like immediately, but they're always on kind of a board, if you will, to like be prioritized and find out what we can do.
Whatever you submit, it definitely does come back up again, you know, just like fashion trends, like things just come up again, you know. So you know, just keep leaving your feedback. We really do just value and appreciate it so much. Just people taking the time to do that is it just means so much.
Yeah, so I know for me on Recommended For You, I've found like a bunch of artists that have just been like, yes, like my watch list like has just exploded. And now there's no way to keep up with my watch list now, but like I want to mention a couple of people that I've found on it.
Yes, please.
Because curating social media, this for me has been like the best.
Yeah.
Like right now it's Inktober, so everyone's submitting like these wonderful ink pieces. And my Recommended For You is just like filling with that, which is great. So I found an artist called Blue Line Ultra, and they do the perfect mashup of my loves. So it's Overwatch art, but Inktober themed. And they've found like some really clever ways to display it. Mm-hmm. So like for Bait, which I think was day 3, there's like this amazing like dark ink at the top with like Reaper hiding in it. They've been doing great. Like,
yeah.
And I found that all through Recommended For You.
Yeah.
Which who knows if I would have found them otherwise, because there's so much content on the internet.
Right, no, so true.
And so that was really cool. And then also I found Chris Cold, who does like these beautiful, like fantastical and vibrant kind of like fantasy pieces almost. Like he does a lot of stuff with like demons and like a lot of like different shapes and sizes and power plays of like how the composition works. And it's just gorgeous stuff. And so those two have been like two of my tops recently from Recommended For You.
Yes, I'm very excited
about
to
watch
them.
I'll send them your way. Don't worry, those usernames will be linked in the text below.
Yes. So I will immediately hop off this chair and go watch them.
Mm-hmm.
For me, you mentioned Inktober. Inktober is like one of my favorite times of the year for DeviantArt. Like, I feel like I am just constantly just like faving everything that I see. I'm like, ink, paper, yes, sign me up. So I also have two new deviants that I followed who are definitely taking part in Inktober. And one of them, Akio Soku, I think is the name. Matt said he'll link everyone. So again, sorry for butchering your name. I think this user is newer. They do seem to have a smaller amount of deviations, but they are taking place in Inktober, and it's just really beautiful line work.
Mm-hmm.
So been obsessed with that. And then the next one would be Rini Girl, I think is the name. And also just like really beautiful Inktober sketches that I've just, again, like have been obsessed with. Really cool kind of like fantasy inspired, kind of a little bit of darker elements.
That's cool.
You know, spoopy.
And it's fun to see artists like push themselves. Sometimes these artists are pushing themselves out of their comfort zone to do October too. So like it might be someone who does like traditionally digital work and then they like bust out a marker and it's like, whoa.
I know. I love it. But I'm also like, oh, why are you good at everything? When they're like, I'm out of my comfort zone. I'm like, oh, okay. But it's like, I mean, please keep doing amazing art so I can consume it. But it's also like, all right, I get it. You're talented.
So last time we spoke with you, and every time we speak with you, we always want to hear your comments. We want to hear your feedback, especially on the podcast, especially on the stuff we're talking about. It helps us shape what we're doing to make it the best as possible for you. So we did receive some comments on the last journal, so I'm going to read some of those comments.
Ooh, cool.
I know. So first one, I got, will there be some sort of schedule for new episodes to come out, or is it random right now? Either way, I've bookmarked your YouTube channel. I'm not a member. And we'll definitely be checking back. From Baranandiyun.
Yes.
That's how you pronounce it, I'm sure.
I think so. I think I actually watched them. They're super nice. We've chatted back and forth, I think. I will leave that question up to you.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, we're going to release these, at least to start, every other week. So you can tune in every other week to listen to these podcasts. And again, you can watch them on YouTube as well. If you like these faces, we're here. Second comment. I hope to see interviews with other staff members, specifically of different areas, to know more about how DA works is always interesting. Also, maybe with some well-known artists. That would be great too. From Thifo World.
Oh, Thifo World. I know you're just trying to get your shout out, so shout out to Thifo World. we homies. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll comment that a little bit, but
sure.
Probably more up to you. I know that everyone, internally at least, the staff, are super excited about DA Podcast. I know it's something that has been floated around for years,
mm-hmm.
And we've been super excited with the episodes that we do have out, and everyone's pretty on board with it's like it's kind of up to Master Matt of whether you get tapped on the shoulder or not.
Oh, new username.
I'm just lucky.
So we do have some amazing artists coming up. We've actually got some coming up in future weeks, so make sure to stay tuned to see interviews with them as we do branch out. Third and final comment that we'll be hitting today, from Uluri. I really want to thank you for talking about how you would like feedback done and organized. I was always really worried about how to organize my feedback because I want to do a few larger scale feedbacks since it's been a while. This has answered my question about how I shall be organizing it for you all.
Cool.
So your talk about feedback paid off. Like,
yeah. I just kept, as long as I keep repeating myself, it'll finally get through, maybe.
feedback, which you can submit, again, as many times as you want.
Exactly, as many times as you want. I actually had seen some feedback of people being concerned, saying like, hey, there's a text limit, and I just have to like be like, you can submit it again. So I know that I mentioned that in the last episode, so thank you for listening. Yes, you can submit as many times as you like, so thank you so much for listening and for, you know, recognizing that. And that's a great way for you to organize. You know, you can submit something, you know, submit a line of feedback about, you know, what you want to see built out in Watch, or, you know, submit a line of feedback of how you want to see notes improved. Those are just some examples, but yeah, feel free to keep submitting feedback as much as you like.
Yeah, Delino's listening.
Mm-hmm.
So as we wrap up today, we do have some awesome community activations going on right now. So if you have artistic talent, if you love art, if you want to just try to be creative, we have some things for you. So the first one is going to be the OCC, the Original Character Challenge. We're currently wrapping up the Cosmic Corsair Original Character Challenge. So if you have a great idea for a space pirate, you can enter and actually win some amazing Wacom products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those prizes are top notch.
And what's great about it is it's actually the first time that we've really been able to offer a challenge where we're giving away three different categories of prizing. So like one is overall execution, which is what you're pretty used to in art challenges or contests. Like, yeah, you made a great one. Second is actually kind of like an outside the box creative thing. So if you come up with a great idea and maybe it's not, you know, the most like mind-blowing artistic presentation, but your idea is really great, you can still win one of the top things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is actually selected by our guest judge and the person who created our amazing example art of a Cosmic Corsair, O'Nips. She's amazing. Her piece is amazing. You'll want to check that out for sure. but three different ways to win some amazing Wacom products that could really like help level up your art, or even if you're a great artist, probably level up what you have. Like, they're top line stuff.
They're super nice. They're so nice to the point, if you're someone like me who has sweaty palms, you don't want to touch them because they just look fancy, and I don't trust myself holding those types of tools of technology.
They're intimidatingly cool.
They are intimidatingly cool. But if you are an amazing artist, please enter, or even, you know, it doesn't matter what your level is, enter and get the chance to win one of these sweet products. They are really top of the line for sure.
Yeah. And then the other challenge that we're currently running is the Devious Desktop Screens of Terror, which just recently announced. So, if you like spookies and you like wallpapers and you also like winning really great monitors, there's an opportunity for you.
I'm not going to lie. I am terrified to look at the submission.
You are scared of the scary wallpapers.
I feel like I'm going to open up the submissions and be like, this is great. And like constantly just like have different levels of emotions of fear and then amusement and amazement.
I want you to judge a contest like that at some point in the future. So judges' notes are like, I'm scared. Good job.
I'm scared. Could not sleep. A+.
You win.
Yeah.
Well, great, guys. Thank you again so much for joining us this week. Delina, thank you for joining us. Where can people find you on DeviantArt?
You can find me at Humble Hills. That is my username pretty much across all the board. So, deviantart.com/humblehills. Feel free to leave me a comment. You can send me a note. I'm usually always creeping in every team-related journal. That's how you can find me.
And we'd like to thank everyone who helped make this possible. Through Jules, our amazing executive producer, The Arthur, our amazing audio engineer, everyone on the product team, Dan Lev, Pete Gorniak, Raincoast Chris up in the Vancouver office, and Lauren Kitsune, and everyone else that made this possible. It's a large group of people that make this DeviantArt podcast happen.
For sure, yeah. Feel free to leave them nice comments.
Yeah, we'll put their usernames below, so make sure to give them a what's up. And again, my name is Matt Buchholz. You can find me on DeviantArt at GGMattB, and thank you for tuning in. Bye!